Blog Talk Radio.
I'm
What's up, everybody? Welcome to WFSO Aftermath. After a three year hiatus. I'm talking about where WFSO. No, WFSO Aftermath. Not talking about us in general. But, anyways, so tonight's Raw, it was decent, and I'm going to talk about that in a bit, but let's talk about a few things about the show that happened. Trying to look for a little bit of news here, so this past Saturday was Justin Thunder Liger's like last match, and was on the New Japan Pro Wrestling show, their pay-per-view. So everybody over the weekend was just like saying like thank yous and all that. So it was good. Trying to see what. I know it was more than that. Two locations has been allowed for like the next two AEW Dynamite. I don't know if it's for this month or next month or coming up in March, because I think they got this month and next month already covered. So let's just see what the two locations are. So mostly what they're saying is, if I can get that out of there, that the two locations they got is Denver, Colorado, and Salt Lake City, Utah. The Denver one would be on Wednesday, March 4th, and Salt Lake City, let's see. I wonder if it's like a week later that they gonna do that, because like they didn't have no, they just said it's coming, but they had no dates and stuff, which is kind of weird for the Salt Lake City. See, let's go to more news. Let's see, we also saw on Friday, this past Friday on SmackDown, the Usos return, John Morrison's return, and it was somebody else that made a return, I can't even remember. But anyways, like a lot of AEW wrestlers was in New Japan Pro Wrestling this weekend. They were, you know, having matches and stuff, and I know they was talking about have them like join forces like what Ring of Honor did with New Japan Pro Wrestling. But with that, I'm just gonna read more news about it. Just hold on a sec. Let's see. It's just mainly that they're just saying that, because there's a few like wrestlers like Chris Jericho and Jon Moxley is able to wrestle for New Japan Bros Wrestling. It's just as long as it doesn't interfere with them being with AEW contracts, which, you know, mostly they'd be like when it comes to pay per views, it'd be Friday, then Wednesday, of course, the show, so seems like that's gonna end up working out. And I guess they was trying to have a AEW championship match during that. It seems like it didn't go that way. Let's see, more news. Give me a moment here. Seems like we have a little bit of issue with the news part of it, so I'm gonna play another song and we're gonna be right back.
I thought we were great.
You took your love back and ran the soundtrack.
I counted all the days
till you would come back. I stood before
you. Now you're missing what we used to have. Can't provide the broader feeling back. I was caught up in the aftermath.
The matches I can remember that what happened on Monday Night Raw, there were, I know it was Oscar Black versus Shelton Benjamin, and Oscar Black did win. Buddy Murphy came out, hit him with a chair, so that's just that match for next week again. Lana and Lashley officially did get married, although it was kind of quick. But Rusev was on the screen, whatever. I guess he was on vacation or whatever. But anyways, so him and Lashley is going to fight next week. When the interviewer was talking to R-Truth, then Liv Morgan had came in and said, maybe he kind of just hinted that she's going to be in Rusev's corner while Lana will be in Lashley's corner next week. Let's see what else. United States Championship match, where the show had kind of first match of the evening for Rey Mysterio and Andrade. At first they thought Rey Mysterio had won the match, but unfortunately his Andrade's foot was on the rope thanks to Selena Vega. And with a little bit of distraction, so Andrade did retain. And I probably missed this part. I don't know how I missed it, but I guess I was watching something else at the same time. But, shockingly, Andrade took off Rey Mysterio's mask and just left with it. But later on that part, Rey Mysterio just started beating up Andrade and got his mask back. And so that just shows that feud ain't over. Let's see what else. The Raw Tag Team Championship match, it was the War Raiders versus Street for Profits versus the OT of Carrington and Luke Gallows. It was an interesting match. War Raiders did retain. And AJ Styles later on went against Akira Tozawa. AJ Styles won that match. Seems like him and Randy Orton is going to fight next week as well. So just like they were just setting up a lot of matches for next week already. So let's talk about something else that was happening at the beginning of the show. Brock Lesnar came out with Paul Heyman, and they announced that the Royal Rumble match, he will defend. He will put the WWE title on the line and will defend it in a Royal Rumble match. Which, you know, maybe there was something good about it. Maybe there's like a good chance that, you know, Brock Lesnar will get eliminated. We can all hope. But, it wasn't that many people that entered so far, but I guess probably after this announcement, a lot more people are entering. Drew McIntyre, who has I forgot who he went up against. He entered himself. He went against No Way Jose. He's entering the Royal Rumble. I know it was another match. I can't even. Oh yeah, Eric Rowan was in a squash match. So no point in talking about that much. Then the main event with Seth Rollins and AOP versus Kevin Owens, Samoa Joe, and their surprise opponent, which they're going to fight again in a six-man tag, which is going to be called Fist Fight. So I don't know what the Fist Fight is going to be. Maybe they'll explain more about it in the week. But their partner will be none other than the surprising Big Show. So I was a little shocked because I wasn't expecting him. It's been almost 2 years since he had wrestled, which is kind of shocking. Well, I wasn't expected either, but who knows? Big Show, Samoa Joe, and Kevin Owens did win by disqualification. It just ended up being a little bit of all out brawl and. Seth Rollins got knocked out by Big Show, and AOP was carrying Seth Rollins away. And that was mainly in the Raw. They didn't have no women's match, but Becky Lynch was out there just talking about her match and with Asuka at the Royal Rumble. So not much was going on with that. But yeah, there was no women's match. Oh yeah, it was. It was Charlotte and Sarah Logan. I'm sorry. I think Charlotte won, or it would end up being a no contest because they both were just like brawling and beating each other. So crazy enough with that. But I think that was it for Monday Night Raw. Overall, from 1 to 5, I probably would give it a 3. But like I said, I would give it a 3. It was decent. And I guess the news that Paul Heyman gave did give it a little bit of a kick. So for 1 to 5, I give it a 3. Next week, we will talk about, of course, SmackDown and all the other news and stuff. And plus, talk about Raw. So next week, it'll be like in... should be like an hour edition of it, so we can just talk about the news and all the good stuff. So if you're watching it through the video and stuff that's on right now from Blog Talk Radio, it's showing you that all the events that's going on in Wisconsin and Illinois that's coming up within the next few months. Get the get that out on WrestleFanSpeakOut.weebly.com. There's information on that about what's going on and meet and greets as well. So check them out and look for us on Twitter and look for our videos on YouTube. So I'm out of here, and Wednesday will be Hazel Runs Her Mouth. So check her out at 8 p.m. Central Time. And the other shows were to follow Thursday with Bucks Talk and Friday with my show. Until then, y'all have a good night.